This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor.
Lovefest is an annual event on Cortez Island. This year, Jack Wyler returns to the stage for his third year of Lovefest performances. This time, he is joined with The Lonely, a classics oldies cover band based in Victoria. Danielle LeBeau-Peterson is the newest member of The Lonely. Danielle shared her experience with CKTZ. Hello, Danielle. Are you currently in Victoria? Is that where you reside?
I do, yeah. I essentially grew up here. I was born in Vancouver, but moved over here with my family when I was like 4 years old.
How did you first get connected with The Lonely, or how did The Lonely come into fruition?
One thing that is part of the pros and cons aspect of Victoria is it's very small, not unlike Cortez on a different scale, but the music community is very tight-knit. I was always aware of the band being around, and I knew who Mike Demirs was, and had a lot of just interactions with him. I had interactions with many of the members actually just over the years, but I'd say when things got a bit more, like when The Lonely went through Mike passing away, what had happened was the pandemic. I don't know if you caught that, but at the time I actually had gotten really close with Gordon Light, who is the bass player of The Lonely, and we were playing in other projects. And so I was aware of what Gordon was going through, and The Lonely. I was just aware of The Lonely's happenings. So it was actually my connection to Gord that really fostered me and The Lonely coming together. It's been about a year and a half that we've been working on this. And so we're coming up to our performances now. Yeah. We had a performance for Mike Demir's Celebration of Life, and that was a particular way to appear as a band. And we had never performed in any other context publicly, which actually feels in a lot of ways very special and almost like very, though it wasn't super planned, just the nature of COVID. We probably would have had other opportunities had everything not dragged on, but we were there and we just played a few songs together. And then it was actually very charged because of its particularity, but it was beautiful. And now we were coming up on Lovefest. So that's, yeah, like another, like our second baby step into the world as this iteration.
Wow, that is very significant.
It is.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, cool. And also just having the personal connection to Lovefest feels very, I don't know, like a wonderful way to step into the world in a new context. It feels very personal, very loving, what a great way to do it.
Do you want to describe how The Lonely is personally connected to Lovefest in Cortez Island?
Yes. And I'm actually going to share a very hilarious fact with you. And that is that Jack, our piano player, and I have a running joke where I don't know his last name. And this could be the moment where I actually learn his last name, like having known him for years and been in the band, like I've been relishing the fact that he's just like a one name mysterious entity. And when you see like when The Lonely performs, I think Jack has this enigmatic persona that everyone's drawn to. So it's very fitting, I think, that I don't know his last name. Yeah, there is something incredibly special, I think, about the Gulf Islands in that they are so, it's all about community. Community is so strong. And this is a perfect example of that. And also just how the lifestyle can foster wonderful art. You know, that's just amazing. So I'm really glad you guys are doing that and that these people exist and have really nurtured their love and their dreams of these things, because that's what makes it keep going. It's doesn't just come from nowhere.
Yeah, that's so sweet. Thank you for sharing that. Have you been to Cortez before?
I have not. I have been to a few of the Gulf Islands, but not Cortez. So I'm really excited to go and see, just see the character, because just reflecting on the Gulf Islands too, they're all different. They all have a different character, which is, I love actually the cross section between geography and community and just seeing like how those things intersect. So yeah, I know nothing about Cortez.
Love Fest is an ode to the past in a way. We love modern music as well, and a lot of that comes into play. But I understand that you have honored Joni Mitchell in the past. Right. Tell me about Joni Mitchell and your tribute.
It's been years that I've wanted to put together a show of Joni Mitchell's work. And it's so exciting to me that it's now really coming together. And I've had just a couple performances, one here in Victoria at Herman's Jazz Club in fall, and then our last fall, and then this one just recently, the Island Music Fest. And I have a handful of wonderful musicians, and we go through her catalog, and I've handpicked songs that have really resonated with me and that I think really are a wonderful mix of what we know, what we're really like akin to with Joni's music right now, and then maybe the things that people remember but weren't as highlighted. And because just going back a bit further from now, I'm fortunate that both my parents have been professional musicians. And so actually as a child, I really didn't want to play music. Like, I was a bit defiant, and actually just because there was so much music in our house, it freaked me out as a sensitive person. I was like, this is like too much. There's too many people. They talk really loud. There's electric guitars. Oh my God. Like, I just want quiet. But little did I know, through kind of osmosis, I just had so much music. Like, I was just in it all the time. It's like I was swimming in it. It came to the point in my like senior years in high school that I tried to perform, and lo and behold, it was just very natural for me. And because of that context, I really grew up learning my parents' music. And so this was like the golden era of songwriting, very much 60s and 70s. And Carole King and Joni Mitchell and a little bit of Carly Simon, Linda Ronstadt. This is all because of the context that I was fostered. My first opportunities were playing with my parents. And that became my wheelhouse. And it's always been my wheelhouse of my strongest repertoire to perform and the things closest to my heart. And Joni Mitchell was a huge standout for me just because of her musical prowess and individuality, her artistic strength. There's no one like Joni. There's nobody like Joni. And she's being extremely venerated right now, which I'm so happy about. So it just feels like for me, the Joni Project is not only a dream of mine, but maybe just something that's naturally coming into the world when it should. And I feel so grateful that I'm someone who's doing that.
And you work as a teacher as well?
No, I do a little bit. I love to teach, and I've never really had a full studio or gathering of students. It's always been a casual thing. Often people just approach me, and it's been a really fun way to teach because it's just, I don't know, it's a smattering, and it's never felt really exhaustive for me because I've taught like that. Even though I come from there's a lot of teachers in my background, in my family as well. And I deeply value teachers, and I deeply value music teachers. These people they're carrying the torch. I mean, they're always like, I feel like it's funny. Music teachers are like an endangered species in Canada. It's like we haven't figured out. It's not like this in Europe. But anyway, so that makes me love them even more, like activists. But yeah, so I teach a little bit, but mostly these days I straddle different kinds of work. And a lot of the time I'm just gigging, doing various cover gigs in Victoria. And that's been something also, like I truly have been a cover artist for the majority of my career. Writing really does interest me. It's just, I love good songs. I love nostalgia. I love the artists who created these songs and their story and how the story of culture is woven in to songwriting. So I think that's what really draws me to being a cover artist. And I work a lot these days, aside from The Lonely and aside from my Joni Project, just playing covers and in places, various places. It's very interesting speaking with Americans about music, American artists, because I think like Canadian artists look at American artists and they're like, you just have people and there's money and you can just drive you just a little while and you can make a tour and you can do it so much more easily. But American artists look at Canadians and they're like, yeah, but you have federal funding for the arts. We don't have that. So it's this really interesting counterbalance of the way that Americans, like North Americans, hold art. And Canada, it's very fascinating to understand how the arts exist in Canada largely. Again, this goes back to my comment about geography, like the intersection of geography and culture. It is hard. It's so hard to be a touring band in Canada. You're going so far. Europeans would be horrified. They'd be like, what? You're doing what? We're like, yeah, that's life here. Yeah, it's funny. I wonder what like Russian musicians, I wonder what their life is like.
What kind of band is The Lonely?
I think we're having a lot of fun moving into this chapter of The Lonely. And The Lonely has had a few chapters in the past. And when Mike Demers was fronting the band, the focus on Roy Orbison just was so clear and so intrinsic and so strong that I don't think that is completely like, that's never going to go away. And I'm doing a few Roy songs, which is really fun because also there's been a few female artists who have done repertoire of his, like I Drove All Night, for example. Cyndi Lauper and Celine Dion did that song, and Linda Ronstadt has done, I think, like quite a few. And of course, Katie Lang. There is this really wonderful kind of slant on gender too when you think about that. But for sure, it seems like Linda Ronstadt has been a really great artist for us to embrace based on her character and the way she's related to music in the same way Roy did. And then we just have a wonderful like handful of like old rock and roll tunes that are just really well picked. And then we have a little bit of Connie Francis, which I'm super excited about. And we have a fun Turtles song. We have a great Glen Campbell song. So to answer your question, it is, I think we're swimming in the waters of figuring out really what our huge strengths are. But really, it is just all the songs that I would hope that we play are like those really potent, nostalgic songs for people that they just have this experience. Oh my God, these are wonderful songs played in a wonderful way. So by people who love them.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.